this country has fallen, a storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side.
Chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand? If we stay together, we survive.
Pleased to be you.
Hold the line. Stay with me. You find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face. Do not be troubled.
Time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back. All a man can do is smile back.
Yep. Yep. That's what we're doing. We're smiling back. Is that not why you're here? Come to get entertained? We come to entertain you. Oh, boy. I don't think in a lot of ways, I don't think that you are ready for, you know, information like this that gets brought out. But, you know, hey, we the station that has to bring it to you like that. 13 years and running, all because of listeners. And if you find yourself a business owner and you'd like to find yourself to our platform, put a banner on Revolution Radio for mere $25 a month. You can find your way with a banner right here on Revolution Radio, boy. We turning up the sources of reaching out to many platforms now. Boy, I tell you what, a lot of people are getting happy at Revolution Radio, boy. They're going to be streaming across a whole lot of platforms. So it's good to see that... you know, hosts are getting excited about it. As far as myself and Sarge, we can't do it really because we on this dang on road. You know, we can't really be taking no, like if we were sitting on like on a laptop, anything like that. So, but we just glad to be here with you and let you know that you are listening to the number one listener supported station on the internet. And we, for what we love to say is on the planet, because of the type of source of information that'll be coming out over the airwaves. And when you come to our website, it lets you know that the archives they have in there is free to you, the listeners. So, I mean, it's just a whole host of ways of being able to become a supporter of this station. If you'd like to become a patron, give every month or one-time donation, it's all good. We have a Matrix chat room. Shout out to the people in chat room tonight. And get signed up to that Matrix and go give a big shout out to the people in Matrix chat. Tell them Sergeant Miller and Two Feathers told you to come on in there and become friends with the station. So head on over to our website, www.revolution.radiofreedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. I'd like to welcome everybody, right-hand partner, sits on the pointing at all 360s. Charlie Mike, are you with me?
That's a Lima Charlie, loud and clear.
There we go. Roger that. How was your weekend, Sergeant Miller?
I had a pretty good weekend, man. Took the wife out on a date Saturday. We watched the Bob Marley movie.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, it was pretty good, man. I'm glad that the son had a lot to do with it. And yeah, you know, me and my wife, big fans of Bob Marley. You know, reggae. You know, the revolution music. You know.
Yeah.
It was real good, real good. I enjoyed it.
Oh man, yeah, I seen they were making a big thing about it, but that guy sure looked like Bob Marley too.
Yeah, he played a real good role. Got Bob's you know, his mannerism and his speaking. You know, it was damn good, man. And the way they did the music, like the scenes, you know, he was like showing his wife different songs he came up with, then they broke into the song and them recording it. I thought that was real dope, you know.
Man, that is really awesome.
Yeah, I suggest people check it out.
For them, Bob Marley story, though, you know, I just, wow, you know?
Yeah.
What a perfect time. You know what I'm
saying? And he spoke, you know, he spoke to the people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I didn't know too much about him.
Huh? Yeah, it was a good story. I didn't know how big he really was, because he really didn't blow up till like, what, 78, 79, and, you know, that was the year I was born, so it took me back, you know.
Yeah. So did, was a lot of the movie about, too, that, about his homeland, too? Or,
yeah.
Like, you know,
oh, yeah. Yeah, they got into that. It was like a certain time period when Jamaica was going through like a civil war. And how he was like the peacemaker.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay. Kind of like John Lennon of our day.
Yeah, exactly. That voice of reason, you know?
Yeah, that's what they, you know, us Goyim, they don't want us to have a voice. Seem like they try to shut down the voices of reason. Look at what they, you know, I just heard somebody earlier yesterday that was saying about old Trump and paid his dues or whatever, he, you know, for some I forget how he said it, contempt or something, that he paid, he had owed, like, I don't know, it's like a big fine or something on that Mar-a-Lago evaluating his property or something, and he got fined for it and he paid it, but they still, like, charged him that big old whopping amount.
Uh-huh.
You know, this Supreme Court judge or whatever. It just seems like, we come to learn about that Tucker Carlson interview with Putin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like tried to make Putin look bad, tried to make Tucker Carlson look bad.
Oh yeah.
You,
well,
know
you
what
know
I'm saying?
that liberal media, they love defamation and to slander you.
Yeah.
You know, I see it all the time on social media. That's why you gotta be strong minded in your values, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think that you know, in a lot of ways that I think that, you know, Sergey Lavrov is kind of getting upset with the U.S. and they, the West that they, even the West that, you know, they're kind of, they're calling them swindlers, quote unquote. They're not accepting any goodwill, any more goodwill gestures. Russia is perceiving the Western bloc of states as swindlers, they call them, and does not trust them to act in good faith. You know?
Well, before we get too deep, you asked how my weekend was. How was your weekend?
Man, look, I'm still, you know, I basically, I mean, I was just fooling around. I appreciate you asking, too. I'm continuing to lay out my kitchen area more like a commercial kitchen type of deal with some more of that metal shelving. And just, you know, fooling around like that and basically trying to catch up on some sleep. Still not fully recovered from that damn two-day flu, which should have been longer. I almost should have went to the damn doctor, you know, but I was trying to cure myself, you know.
Yeah,
because, you know, a lot of us, we hate going to that damn, going to the doctor or anything like that. But, you know, basically you could almost cure yourself. But, you know, I just pretty much, you know, just went to the grocery mostly and just, I gotta try to repair a chair that my dog chewed up, acting like it's some kind of stuffed toy or something. But, you know, I haven't even been able to get to that. But basically my weekends, it's basically work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm not at work here, you know, I'm basically working at home trying to catch up. You know, it's always catch up.
It ain't no joke. It ain't no joke.
You feel like, man, it just seems like you can't catch up. But I tell you what, I stay hard at it as much as I can. If I'm not worn out, my body can keep moving. I tell my kids all the time, man. I say, you know, if your mind says shut down and your body says keep going, you keep going. And if your body say shut down and your mind says keep going, you keep going. But if your mind says shut down and your body says shut down, it's time to shut down.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing then. You gotta shut down. You gotta recoup. I mean, I'm sure you felt like that at times.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a feeling we got in common.
Oh, I tell you what, anybody come out the side of that trailer, running that food, and knowing you got to come back the next day and do it all over again, got to have it. Gotta have it on your mind, boy. Look, but Cliff say, you gotta be of a different animal to come do want to do this every day.
Yeah, you gotta have a little werewolf in you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. People only knew, man. Goodness gracious. But that's basically it. I mean, you know, just trying to stay recuperated. Trying to just keep a steady mindset, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the world today that, you know, a lot of people, I was watching this video earlier, and I sent it to Miss Pack, and I thought it was very interesting. Let me see if I can see it right here. I sent it to her, and shout out to Miss Pack. It was the hidden history of man mythology. About the 39-minute mark, I think it was, I was starting to get into it hot and heavy, and it was talking about, you know, how the, you know, how they want to give us medicine, you know, how, like, they want to give us medicine, they want to keep making us sick and making our kids sick. And when we get sick, they give us medicine that makes us even sicker. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
We seem like we're just not there. We go back and try to get maybe something better. They give us even more medicine that makes us more sick. I was like, damn, what they really trying to do is in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You see? I think this is why, you know, this thing, they continue to send all this weaponry to Israel. They continue to fund this thing. And just like our friend Gerald Celente said, you know, no one's speaking peace.
Mm-hmm.
And the only solution for solving this war is more war.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, we try to awaken people to make a, you know, try to get them on the realization of these people are not speaking peace. You know, and this is why you get these people like Sergey is not trusting any of what the West has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And we as a people, we have to make some kind of sense. And it's, you know, it's a either or, and you have to realize that, and, you know, I was just taking notice of this the other day, Sarge, that these people continue to, like, if you had to be in a CNN mindset, you know, they'll make you, if they keep telling you this lie over and over again, and then this General Keane from Fox News, a retired general, I think he is, he's an older fella, probably on his, you know, his Social Security, his pension from the military and all of that. You know, they continue to, you know, as well as the people that stand against Trump, they stand against Putin. And as you know, that Trump was saying that, you know, he never had no problems with Putin, and he never had us in war either.
All right. So who's the hypocrite?
And look at
that Democratic Party, boy. That, boy, look, they gaslighting you, and they got the match.
And then, just like Gerald Celente was saying the other day, he was saying that, it's awful funny how America, and this is how fine line this is for people that fail to awaken themselves to a CNN freaking mind rape, okay? That they don't realize that America sit, all right, you say, oh man, just like they call Tucker anti-American, right?
Uh-huh.
They know that's not right for them to even ask such a thing. Because we're pro-American, that's what we are. That's why we speak in the way we do, and we try to get people to realize and wake up and realize that these people are un-American. You see,
mm-hmm.
And the way that they come across in Action Tucker is he un-American, and this is how fine line this really is. That these people, Tucker brought, when he was first interviewing Putin brought out that file, that thick file,
mm-hmm.
or that folder, you know, that thick folder of history, and he could go back and review all of what he brought out, and you see, that's what it is, that people won't awaken themselves to the fact of, we saw that the way the man, and I don't think that, you know, in any sense that he wasn't being sincere in his interview, you know, of what Putin was bringing across. to realize, and then see myself, as far as myself, I knew that's exactly the way that man was thinking. And Tucker was, all he did was just brought out what the man was, had been thinking from all along.
Yeah, well, you know, on Rev Radio, when Putin does his speech, we try our best to give it a chance and just listen to what he's saying. You know, we've been doing that, you know, we give people the benefit of the doubt. Listen to what they're saying and make up your own mind, you know?
Yeah. And the whole time, all right, what I wanted to say a while ago is what they do is, okay, here's the fine line, all right? Iran, they tried to say that Iran was being a proxy to Yemen and all of that shelling that was going on in those different embassies over there, right? That they had over there in Syria and all, right?
So
they were saying Iran was a proxy to that. But see, they already, people already get washed with the CNN mindset that they forget that the United States is funding Israel and freaking Ukraine through a proxy.
Okay. But if you say that, you're un-American, though. You're not patriotic.
Oh, I must be like Tucker Carlson. Me and Tucker Carlson must be having breakfast together and plugging our USB in a Russian restaurant.
Yeah, with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham said that is our biggest national security is funding Ukraine and Israel. And I'm like, okay, with y'all back door wide open. Okay.
Wide open. And sitting there ready to brainwash the people through CNN and have them believe that Iran is funding Yemen, the bombing of those embassies and everything over there. But they're not doing anything wrong.
All right. Can they protect themselves?
Yeah, exactly. Just like the Houthis and all. You know, they got their own way of shelling, but then you got Israel with the fighter jets and everything tearing the hell out of Gaza.
Oh, man. You saw the footage?
The
footage?
Don't have a plane one, huh?
You saw the footage? Man, people just walking, all of a sudden bombs just pop out of nowhere. And you hear them jets flying over, man. That's like you... You're walking down Bro Bridge and bombs going off.
Oh.
You know, like, come on, man.
And the Houthis got a Houthi ride Jeep, maybe with a gun on the back, or they got a, you know, sitting in the back of the Jeep with a open that they can shell some kind of, you know, guns or whatever together, piece together some guns to try to make a weapon. These suckers are flying over with M-16s or whatever. I mean, you know, those planes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What they call F-16s, yeah.
Yeah, F-16s.
F-15s.
F-35s with the Raptors. They got the Raptors, 22s, 35.
Helicopters, probably. Yeah.
Drones.
Yeah. And the Houthis are lucky they can piece together freaking weapons with maybe RPGs. But they say Moscow is no longer willing to make any concessions in order to mend the rift with Western powers, leaving the ball in their court. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, he said a top diplomat reiterated a point made by President Putin in his interview with Tucker Carlson, that multiple unilateral gestures by Moscow had not been reciprocated by the West. So Lavrov was answering a question on whether Donald Trump's possible return to the White House next year could result in improved relations. Quote, that is their problem. We have made so many concessions, gestures of goodwill, that our reserves have been exhausted, unquote, he said at a conference title. Euro Maiden. So the Euro Maiden, Ukraine's lost decade. Quote, the only gesture we've seen from them in response to our good deeds was made with one hand, unquote. The event marked the 10th anniversary of a Western-backed coup in Kiev. And we heard Putin mention a coup, you know, that they had done against Russia. That he knows that they formed whenever he was, you know, kind of calling out the CIA whenever under Clinton.
Yeah, you're talking about that 2014 coup d'etat.
Yeah, man, he took recognition that the CIA and the coup took over that when he was trying to join that, you know, trying to join NATO at the time. And so it was a Western-backed coup, of course. As he was reminiscing on the events, the Russian officials cited a number of examples of how Moscow's willingness to compromise have been taken advantage of. And they freaking did that on numerous occasions. Man, I'm telling you, this is why a lot of people don't realize that Tucker Carlson's interview kind of shed light on the realization of what a lot of us had already been knowing, that the westernized country, we could see through this activities with, you know, over there in Gaza.
Oh,
you know, the Ukraine thing going on. And now they just sent Ukraine a bunch of those, what was those, ground bomb heads or whatever they were sending over there. Them short range, what they call them, the ground missiles or whatever. That goes for over 100 miles or something. They said they can long range. I was like, yeah, man, they must be making those. They can make a lot of those, so it must be cheap for them. You know, our tax dollars can pay for that well, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the United States don't know how to mind their business. You know, just like in your neighborhood. Isn't life better when you mind your business? You know, if a neighbor got quarrel with another neighbor, if it don't involve you, guess what? You don't have to say nothing to either one of them. Let them sort it out.
Yeah.
You know, that's a way of life to me. That's a way of life. That's how you stay out of trouble. That's how you solve not making no new enemies. Because I don't need no new enemies. I got enough.
I know. Well, my son had went and passed out like a little bag of Bibles about a week ago or so. And he had left them by the new people had come to our neighborhood. They just moved there like a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. So my son decided he was going to go drop off a couple, you know, a little bag of Bibles or whatever, different versions. But they got him on camera. They wound up calling the police.
All right. So is Sergeant Miller making this up?
No, not at all. I was like, damn, boy, trying to do a good gesture for somebody, and it's just like, man, just like, you know, Jehovah's Witness, it go knock on your door with no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. All the Mormons come knock on your door, want to share the scriptures, or John Smith, Joseph Smith, the Book of Mormon with you.
So what the cop said, y'all, it wasn't no crime, huh?
No, he was trying to make a report, and he asked me my name. I told him my last name. He said, what's your first name? I said, John Doe. I said, I wish to exercise my constitutional rights and plead the fifth.
There you go.
And then that's all he could do. He said, okay.
Mm-mm.
You know, Come on, man. You got to make a report on a kid passing out some freaking Bibles. Come on, man. Good night.
Especially if he rang the doorbell and knocked on the door.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I know he dropped the bag there. Like, they couldn't have checked the bag and see what he had. Wasn't like he was doing anything wrong. You know? I mean, hell, we live two doors away. I mean, what the hell he's going to do wrong for?
Uh-huh.
It was just offering, you know, they had different versions, New King James or something. I don't know. Just different versions of it, you know?
Well, you probably got some devil worshipers, so they felt offended.
They felt offended, huh?
Boy, this world we live in, boy.
So it said, the 2014 event saw a EU-backed power-sharing agreement between Ukrainian opposition leaders and the president, Viktor, Yanukovych?
That's close enough.
Yeah, Yanukovych, which was ignored by violent street protesters. Later on, the Minsk agreement. Remember, Putin was saying he was willing to go back to the Minsk agreement. Remember when he said that?
Yeah. I think that's the one. Let's see. He talked about two agreements they had. The one with, they had France, Poland, and Germany representatives. Talked about that one. And then he talked about the one that Boris Johnson got involved with. I think that's the one with the Minsk agreement.
Yeah, because the first one, he said he didn't think that they needed to go back to the old one, you know, with Poland and Germany, and France or whatever. He said he didn't see any need to go back to that one, but he said he was, you know, willing to consider the mix, you know, agreement that they had agreed, you know, but it seems like that. He couldn't make any headway off of anything that he was trying to do. So we can see that's why they tried to make Tucker out to be the bad person and Putin along with him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That they wanted us to see what the bad part was, but yet, you know, people can, were probably so blinded by CNN overreach of them. They feel like that their knobs have been broken on CNN, that they don't, that's the only channel they know to watch. You see? That people don't get the alternative side.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go and watch that meeting, you know, that interview with Putin, but Tucker Carlson, they'll see that they can have an open mind to, you know, to the realization of the way the man really felt from the beginning. Hell, the man brought out a freaking 1-inch folder of showing you how he stood on good grounds of everything, of the actions that he's taken since he's crossed over that, you know, into Ukraine. But they want to continue to make him out to be the bad guy, just like they did Tucker. Anyway, wait a minute. How can Putin be bad if Tucker's over there interviewing? And we know Tucker, you know, is like, you know, an actual reporter. So we know he means well in whatever type of reporting that he's doing. You know, so it can't be really that bad in the interview of what he leave it to you as a listener, right?
Yeah. You've been having some good interviews. I went and listened to that Colonel McGregor one he had that you had told me about. That.
Oh.
That was solid. That was solid.
See that?
Uh-huh.
And then Colonel McGregor told him, he says, the one thing that I would tell him is to stop this war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, man, these people, they've been building these guided missile factories. I mean, they've been at this for many years. You know, he's been warning America to stop this damn thing. You know, I mean, they continue to, you know, to run out of soldiers. He said it's a damn near a betterment of 400,000 soldiers that have been, you know, taken out.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And now they say, well, where does Ukraine, you know, continue to want to get soldiers? And they say, well, it looks like that America is calling up to where they almost want to have boots on the ground at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They want that, that. You see how it's shaping like World War II. You go back and look at it. It's shaping out just like World War II.
Hmm.
You know, you got China, Taiwan. You got the Allied forces, Europe, Great Britain, Canada. You know, you got all the same players doing the same thing. It's just. Hitler is different and Stalin is different. But you still got Churchill. You know, you still got, what's his name? Johnson. Johnson with the Vietnam.
Yeah.
You still got Roosevelt. You know, it's I'm like, damn. Don't we learn that from history?
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. And you got these suckers. Like Colonel McGregor was saying that these guys, you know, the ones of the old days, you know, they were embedded into military, and that was most of their lives, you know, that like these soldiers of the past, you know, all of these years past, they were embedded in the military, and it's just like, it was part of their life, you know. That was, they were hard-nosed soldiers. Well, today you got, you have these woke soldiers. You know, they've been jabbed multiple times with, you know, multiple boosters. You might have some of the LGBTQ community in there. You might just have different aspects and. He said they're being brought up through the ranks of just by who they know. You know, it's not so much on merit. So, you know, it's just that's what's it's you know, that they have. They're not like, you know, these hard-nosed soldiers that, you know, like came up. Has always, you know, had been in the military for all these years. And I'm not saying taking away from any of them that's been in there, you know. But it's not like the old days, you know, type of soldiers.
Uh-huh.
You know, Vietnam and all that. So the thing is, he's basically with a, you know, a big heart trying to say that they need to end this war. You know, over there in Ukraine, and I mean, they're just costing, you know, ends amounts of money. Whether it be the, you know, the Gazan or the, you know, the Ukrainian effort, you know.
Of course, I mean, look all the money they're pulling out of thin air. You don't think that can solve some of our economic infrastructure? You know, some of them billion, you don't think it would start pumping more fuel, more oil, to where, you know, the gas prices balance out? Because, I mean, how you enjoying them $2.95? What is it, $2.95 now, $3?
Yep.
In Louisiana?
Yep.
So imagine what it is in California and you know, the big cities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that hits people in their pocket, especially if they got children and bills and mortgages and It's just pathetic. It's pathetic, man. It's so sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's a continuation of these high inflation prices. And then that's another thing that they try to do is they try to weigh in the balance of us accepting their high inflation. And you could call it hyperinflation. But they know we're paying this high inflation cost across the board. Their proxies that they continue to just, you know, soar with these continuation of, you know, sending these bombs across the waterways there, you know?
Oh.
And they know that the American taxpayer is the ones that's footing the bill for this stuff, you know? And it's a shame that we have to pay for something that we don't even ask for.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. I would love to have a military grade 50 cal in my attic. I'm paying for it, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So later on, the Minsk agreements were signed in an attempt to end a conflict between Kiev and the Donbass separatists, which followed. Senior Ukrainian and European officials who negotiated the treaties have since described them as a ruse to give the country time to be armed by the West. The U.S. and its allies are now using deception. Yeah. See what they're doing? They're using that deception, giving you a CNN perspective. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Use that damn deception, having you believe that this stuff is okay, USA. They're using deception in an attempt to trick neutral nations into siding with Ukraine. See, siding with Ukraine. Lavrov claimed, referring to the peace formula proposed by Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. Its core tenets are a demand for Russian capitulation, war reparations, and the International Tribunal for the Russian Leadership. But some ostensibly neutral points are also included, such as support for food and energy security, the minister explained. Neutral nations are urged to express support for the neutral articles so that Kiev can claim their backing for the rest of its proposal. Lavrov called the plan a quote-unquote baby pacifier. The officials behind the scheme, swindlers, quote-unquote, and quote-unquote crooks. And the entire situation, a quote-unquote disgrace to Western diplomacy. He reiterated Putin's call for the West to acknowledge that, quote, it took a wrong, failed course, unquote, and find an off-ramp which would allow it to save face. So there you go. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
old Chuckie Schumer. Chuckie Schumer said, he was like, yeah, if we don't pass this bill, American troops is going to have to fight the war. Y'all going to have to fight the war. I'm looking at him like, oh, you lucky I like my TV.
Oh.
Oh, Chuck Shoemaker, bro. And I'm like, wow, y'all let these people just get that all. Say what they want, just get it all. Just because they got the title of congressman or senator or being part of the House of Representatives, y'all just let them say anything they want.
So they they basically can just about say anything they want. I mean, Chuck Schumer's I call him the Don. you know, up there in the house. It's just like, man, is this dude ever going to retire? You know what I mean?
I think he got about maybe 5-10 more million to make before he retire. I think that's his quota.
Yeah. 5 or 10 more million.
Yeah, you know. Got to get paid.
God, dang. You don't think that joke, I figured, that's what I'm saying. I just don't see how they can show up and want to make more money, you know, whether it be a congressman, a senator, you know, how much money is enough money for these freaking people? You know? So, I don't get how they continue to want to continue to make, the endless amount, because it seemed like that they would have it, you know, and I mean, just to stay in there as long as they breathe and just like it seemed like Grandma Pelosi, whenever she was leaving, it's like, man, I was wondering if she was ever going to step down. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So well, it's Trump, just like, huh?
Trump gave her high blood pressure, bro.
He did?
Well, Nancy gets the bumbling and stumbling on her words, look.
Yeah.
And it looked like Chuck Schumer. Every time Trump talks, bro, Chuck Schumer get the pop in them Rolaids, bro. Boy. But I got a saying, you know, like, dumb criminals go to jail, smart criminals go to Congress. There you go. I should put that on a t-shirt.
So, you know, that guy that, you heard about that guy that they found, that was another thing I wanted to kind of amplify. That one that Russian guy they found dead or whatever. You know, that was another thing they were probably going to try to put on Putin, too. Navalny? I think it's how you say his name.
Was that his advisor?
I don't remember. I thought he was a defector of Russia. He wasn't a defector?
I'm trying to see which one you're talking about.
Navalny, that one that defected from Russia. That one they just found dead or whatever.
I think I haven't read that much about him.
Me neither. I was just wondering because they've been having like a bunch of stuff. They were saying, he was arrested, I think, in Russia or whatever. But he turned against Russia, I think, or something. And all of a sudden he wound up dead or something. And, they tried to make. Well, they saying Trump reacted to his death. He said the former president has likened the passing of the Russian opposition figure to the threats he faces from political foes. Donald Trump has reacted to the death of Navalny by comparing himself to the Russian opposition activists. Saying the incident has heightened his concern about the threats posed by his political enemies. Quote, the sudden death of Navalny has made me more and more aware of what is happening in our country, unquote, Trump said in a Truth Social post. Quote, it is a slow, steady progression with crooked, radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges leading us down a path to destruction, unquote. The former commander-in-chief was apparently alluding to the wave of criminal indictments and civil lawsuits that have been launched against him as he campaigns to win back the presidency later this year. He has accused Biden and his political allies of interfering in the 2024 election by trying to use the legal system to derail his candidacy. So, quote, open borders, rigged elections, and grossly unfair courtroom decisions are destroying America, unquote. Quote, we are a nation in decline, a failing nation. What's that, son?
I see nothing wrong with that statement.
And they have an interluding article that says U.S. response to Navalny debt interference in Russia's affairs. A New York judge on Friday ordered Trump and his adult sons to pay $354 million in damages for submitting false business reports. And also banned the ex-president from operating his companies in New York and barred him from applying for loans in the state. Well, I tell you, they're trying to get him at every whim, huh? Trump faces criminal indictments in four separate cases. But Biden's okay to, he forgot that he had that top secret documents on side his Corvette.
Yeah.
He forgot all about that. He must have had a sip of wine that night. Old age.
Trump is what, the new John Gotti, huh? Don Gotti. There you go. Don Gotti.
Don Gotti. Oh, man.
Man, he might as well just move to the hood. Move to Martin Luther King in the hood, because that's how they're treating you.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Boy.
It says,
put you some gold teeth, Donald Trump. Go all the way with it.
Yeah. He should shoot. Man, look, Biden was in I saw some kind of little clip. It showed Biden in the household with a little, a brother of color, and his two kids was up in the house trying to eat some what was that? What's that little chicken, that little Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm.
Biden said he wanted to make sure he had the hamburger. And he's trying to win the black vote is what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. That was his famous word.
Yeah. Well, he's trying everything in the world. That man knows he needs to go his ass on. Because, man, I tell you what, they know that he's cognitively he's not. You know, and you're listening to the Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Miller, Two Feathers, by the way. They know he's not cognitively, aware, psychologically aware of in a lot of, ways that in his speaking. It's just, it's getting harder and harder for him. So they know that they need to shut him down. I mean, at some point they're gonna have to shut him down. They just can't have him continue, because it's just not gonna work. They're gonna suffer the public embarrassment. It's gonna happen, whether they like it or not. I don't care how much ice cream they give him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be his favorite flavor too. It doesn't matter. It said Biden and other Western leaders have blamed Russian President Putin for Navalny's death. See? The U.S. president said on Monday that he is considering additional sanctions. What did Putin say? They want to give you sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
War.
That just come back on us.
Yep. What you mean, son?
The sanctions. All it does is raise the prices. on us. You think Russia worried about them sanctions?
Hell no.
Russia doing $300 billion deals with China.
There you go. See that? I think he amplified that with Tucker Carlson, too.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he said that? They want to sanction, bomb, bomb, war, war. That's all they know. That's all America knows. So now they want to blame him for Navalny's death. The U.S. president said on Monday, I guess Biden, he considered additional sanctions to punish Moscow for the opposition politician's demise.
Well, that I don't know if they said the sentence the same way Biden would say it, but that was a little too clear.
That was a little too clear, huh?
Yeah, too clear.
But I forgot the shimmer she said, but it's sentiment.
Yeah, there you go. Nah, you're cooking with grease.
Like, whoa, there, Biden. Somebody get him ice cream. Straighten up his language. Yeah. Biden went to speaking some kind of animal language or something.
He's speaking in tongues in old Baptist church.
Oh. So Trump's chief opponent for the Republican presidential nomination, U.S. Ambassador to U.N. Nikki Haley, shame on her, running against Trump, blasted a former boss for linking the Navalny situation to his political opponents. Quote, Donald Trump could have condemned Vladimir Putin for being a murderous thug. Damn. How does she know? Huh? Trump could have praised Navalny's courage instead. He stole a page from the liberals' playbook denouncing America and comparing our country to Russia. Quote, unquote. Hey, you listen to Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Miller Two Feathers. Now come on back, stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Cock Reality Show with Sergeant Miller, Two Feathers, in your timeline. Boy, I tell you what a time to be alive, huh? I tell you, man, a lot of people in a lot of ways are not awakened to Revolution Radio. And this wonderful platform and this station headed up by Mr. Mike Ringley himself, Mr. Nighthawk, a.k.a. Nighthawk. Started this whole shebang, and now we got a wonderful management team that upholds these servers now. And Mr. Nighthawk has passed on and went to the other side and left it in the grand hands of a wonderful management team that taking us to new heights here at Revolution Radio. And we're streaming across all kind of platforms. This is all new. Revolution Radio gonna people that if you all happen to have multiple stream areas that you all go to, and you're gonna be able to see some actual hosts that are here at Revolution Radio live on camera. So that's what I'm saying, that we're going to new heights on Revolution Radio, and we're 13 years and running, all because of listeners. And it's just what a wonderful time to be alive and be part of Revolution Radio. I think a lot of people are getting excited. Even a lot of our hosts here at Revolution Radio are becoming very excited about the new moves that we're making here at the station. And I tell you, it's just it's so awesome to see everybody getting excited about, you know, the way that we're moving. And we're moving into. So, I mean, what a time to be part of a platform yourselves, being part of our station here at Revolution Radio. And we let you know that we when you come here, if you're a business owner, for $25 a month, you can find yourself with a banner right here on Revolution Radio. How you like that? And we also have an archives that's free. Once you come, you can also go in and check our Matrix chat room. We accept cryptocurrency. You can be get on our Patreon. You can give every month a one-time donation. Either way, it's all good. Everything, I'm telling you, it's just a wonderful time to be part of a platform that there's just so many ways that Revolution Radio is taking and going into new heights. So if you'd like to come check out our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, have a look around, become a part of this this family, and we're just glad that you all are here and being a part with us, and we all taking part in this free talk radio that we're doing here, Revolution Radio, and we're going to take you all along with us. And in a lot of ways, maybe someday Sergeant Miller and I'd be able to go live on some of this, because they got people that do these live streaming on, you know, live video. So maybe Sergeant Miller and I might be able to show our face on there some, and some of these streaming yards or whatever. And but we always working so much, you know, it just makes it kind of hard, you know. But welcome back, son. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm usually some Sunday nights I hop on with Mechanic on this this show after, you know, after I was with the Mechanic Sunday nights, I hop on and get on my computer at home and do video streaming, you know. Yeah. A lot of people complimented me on my beard. Yeah. Got my Moses beard.
Oh, you got your Moses beard, huh?
Yeah.
How's it feel that I know Mechanic's trying to grow his back, and it looks like he's on his way, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Use a little coconut oil, Mechanic. There you go.
Oh. Might have gave the Mechanic a little tidbit there.
Yeah, and it's good for Ronan coat too. Brush it into his coat. He'd be all right.
So they I guess I don't know if this is an optimism or whatever, but they was according to the World Economic Forum, they want to know if can the economy grow forever. Is it infinite? Is infinite growth possible on a finite planet? It's a part of a century for the new economy and society. Just like universes, economies can seem to have been growing since the dawn of time. Many economists believe growth is vital for improving lives. But with endless expansion comes the need for infinite resources. And I heard somebody say the other day that, what was his name? He was on with Tucker Carlson. It was a little short video I saw the other day. Was it Peter something? I think his name is Peter. He was saying that.
A doctor? Is it a doctor?
No, not Peter McCullough. No, it's a professor. They just had it in, I think, in the rev chat the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's very smart, very highly intelligent. I forget his name, though, right off bat, but I watched him. This is the second time I saw him, and a lot of people are giving him a lot of props. And he was saying that, speaking in a way of, that we should be having, you know, this is the way, like, we supposed to have this infinite resources. This is the way life's supposed to take us, you know. But according to, you know, Uncle Klaus said, you know, of course, we all know he wants us to eat Z-bugs, and we supposed to have, live in these 15-minute cities and, you know, have limited resources. And to them, you know, that we shouldn't live a good life. We should own nothing and love it, huh?
Yeah, well, just like, remember the wrestling, the Generation X, how Triple H said that, suck it. There we go. You can suck it, Klaus Schwab.
Yeah. So, it says this animated video explained by Ted Ed in the World Economic Forum asked what would happen if growth stopped. The global economy has been growing for the past 200 years. I can't see, you know, I mean, I know that they try to stop it in a lot of ways, that there's ways that that I may bring up in the near future. How, you know, they say that all is controlled. This is what all this is about. They trying to, and I think that they're trying to shut this Klaus Schwab ordeal down, because a lot more people are waking themselves to not so much wanting to be on the mindset of what these world economic people, because to them, they're seeing more of a control mechanism coming into play where even they will be controlled. And I don't think that a lot of these people don't like it, Sarge. Go ahead.
Well, you got a complete parasitical narcissist asshole. That should be the WEF. You know, these people think just because they can fly a private jet into Davos and come up with guidelines for humanity that they're the ultimate say so.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to inform them, but I don't float my boat that way. I'm sorry. And y'all can kiss my ass after I took a shit. Put it that way.
There you go. Yeah. That's how, you know, I think a lot of people are awakening to the reality of just that. You know?
It says, man, I'm sorry to be so graphic. Sorry to be so graphic, but hey, I got a military background.
That it said traditionally that's seen as a good thing, a larger pile of money that leads to a longer list of opportunities for everyone. But the tide that lifts all boats theory feels less convincing with every new economic alarm bell. Yeah, see, because they realizing that, you know, a lot of the wealth is going one way. And it says a global recession looms and as natural resources dwindle closer to their reasonable limits. And as inequality widens around the world, a new billionaire was minted every 26 hours during the pandemic. Man. The question begs to be asked, can we have infinite growth on a finite planet? What if the global economy just stopped growing? Granted, the idea of endless economic expansion feels pretty academic at this moment in history. Russian invasion, as they call it, of Ukraine, has triggered widespread economic chaos. Yeah, when it, not having sending bombs to Ukraine doesn't have widespread economic chaos.
They're more worried about Ukraine borders than their own damn border. Ain't that a four-legged dog, huh?
Talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine has triggered widespread economic chaos. How the hell? Oh, I tell you what, that they should have just put brought to you by CNN worded.
CNN will tell you all the immigrants, they need that $5,000 a month. They need those cell phones. They need the vouchers for apartments and free rent. They need that. And I'm looking at my cousin. You know, he loves CNN. I'm looking at him like, you buy this bullshit?
Well, sooner or later, you're going to have them telling you, change the station. I can't believe these knuckleheads.
I got to go by him in the morning, check his internet, might drink a cup of coffee with him. And as soon as he put that TV to CNN, I'll be like, man, we back on this bullshit?
Yeah. Man, I should have broke your CNN channel. I can't get CNN.
Yeah, thank me later. Trust me. Yeah, thank you later.
thank you later. Thank Sergeant Miller later. Say, look, come to the house. We're going to celebrate. I'm going to buy a cake. Going to write CNN on the front. It's going to have that big line like no smoking, no CNN. There you go. So So they said Russia's invasion of Ukraine has triggered widespread economic chaos. Not sending bombs over there that being paid for by the taxpayers. Russian coming across the border. Widespread economic chaos, huh? Energy crisis.
And just think, Russia not even fighting 100%.
No.
They just like a little kitten playing with some yarn right now.
There you go.
Imagine when they get serious.
And trust me, the more that American involvement keeps dwindling and keeps amping up this thing, and I look forward to hearing old Jerry Salenti, in the near future of because in this Trends Journal, he's definitely going to be, if not getting on video, and also speaking about it as well.
Yeah, well, Gerald Salante used every word known to mankind.
That joke it does, but I got to give it to him. But he calls it just like he sees it, just like we do here at Rev Radio. And our listening audience, we want them to be awakened, man. And I know that a lot of them out there in the world feel just like we do. We haven't probably in, if they're in other countries, they probably feel like the government is funding unnecessary activities, given toward their tax dollars are being spent in ways that they feel like that they haven't asked to be spent, and they frustrated. This is why they probably feel at ease, when they come to Rev Radio and have a listen to where they can, get on the same platform and mindset of people that feel just like they do. Making some kind of sense and headway of why is their government doing the same thing as America is doing to their people. Because we're in disagreement of them funding the activities of these different proxies that they continue to fight. So, got inflation, rising living costs. And we're hearing all the time of, people's rent is constantly going up. You got people damn near homeless.
Which
they do have already, tens of thousands that are homeless. Because they
crime,
just can't afford rent.
Crime going sky high. They just, in my little town, Sunset, they just, them little youngsters took the ATM out of a liquor store.
Dang.
And I'm like, wow, y'all spent all that effort tying the rope up, breaking in the store, tying the rope to the ATM. Sure. Yank it out the door. I'm like, bruh.
Come on, man. Go get a job.
Bruh.
Not a lot of us want to be out here working for a damn living, but, we have to do it, And these youngsters, they don't realize they go get them a part-time job. Risk, going to jail behind some stupid act. Worrying about getting that out the door, probably going to spend a lot of freaking energy doing that. And they go, they just too, I don't know what it is, Sarge, they just too prideful.
Yeah, but the thing is,
then
their parents or the children that done it, their parents going to get mad at Jeff Landry because Jeff Landry changing a lot of laws as far as like carjacking. And murder and shooting. He's changing a lot of laws to make it, make it hard when you commit a crime. And a lot of people complaining on social media that I follow. Oh, he's too harsh and this and that. I'm like, man, wait up. I got to carry a pistol with me to go check my mail.
Damn.
It's serious. Serious, though. Because you can't trust these youngsters,
out there that bad, huh?
Man.
That's a damn shame, man. I did notice, where was I at? Oh, I was up, I stopped at one of these, little, truck stops, a little mini truck stop up there on 49.
Mm-hmm.
Way above, Ville Platte. I forget that little town up there. I might be around above Turkey Creek and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that little gas station up that way. I stopped up there. I noticed that they had a security guard in there for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
I never noticed they had a security guard in there every time I went. I've never noticed this. That's the first time ever. Me stopping in there that they had one.
Yeah, but you see, with that ramped up, you know, enforcement law, that's going to make it hard on people that's just chilled and don't get in no trouble and just mind their business. It's going to make it harder on us. That's not living like that.
Man, these youngsters, man, they just too out there, too bad. They don't want to work. That's what it is. A lot of them don't. They're getting out there, hanging with each other in the street. That's why YCP helps a lot of them. They don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go, but they don't realize a lot of parents put them in there. Some of them go in there, they need it. They need that discipline. Hell, to me, if it's getting that bad, they don't need to make the schools be like a prison. They ought to just go ahead and just make them like a military school. You know, just open up all of the front entrance and all that stuff and just get these kids, man. I'm telling you, when they get to seventh grade, they ought to go teach them how to, you know, to a firing range. Let them get all that anger out on a firing range and let them shoot a gun so they can see it's not everything that it cracks up to be. You put a 12-gauge with a double-R buckshot or something and, you know, kick that shoulder a couple times and let it bruise up that shoulder. They don't want to pick up no shotgun.
Or show them videos of people shooting each other.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Very disturbing, you know, where a person fighting for their life. You know, show them that side of it. Because they're glorifying it, you know?
Yeah. Yep. They can see how ugly it is, man. They gotta do something.
The military did it with me whenever we was training to deal with IEDs. They showed us videos, them Humvees getting blown, flipping five times in the air.
Damn.
Soldier opened the door to a Humvee that sucker blew the door off.
Ooh.
You see a leg flying in the air. You know, you don't think that. I was like, oh, shit. What the hell I done got myself into? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, these youngsters, man, they don't realize that how I had something on that too. They were talking about the battlefield America, the war on the American people, and they talked about that in the schools or whatever, a government which will turn its tanks upon its people for any reason is a government where they taste the blood. And they thirst for power and must either be smartly rebuked or blindly obeyed in deadly fear. That we have entered a particular dismal chapter in the American narrative, one that shifts us from a swashbuckling tale of adventure into a bone-chilling horror story. He said this guy, as he documented his new book, Battlefield America, The War on American People, quote unquote, we the people have now come full circle. From being held captive by the British police state to being held captive by the American police state. In between, we have charted a course from revolutionaries fighting for our independence and a free people establishing a new nation of pioneers and explorers, braving the wilderness and expanding into new territories. Where we went wrong, however, was in allowing ourselves to become enthralled with and then held hostage by a military empire and bondage to a corporate state, the very definition of fascism. No longer would America hold the moral high ground as a champion of freedom and human rights. Instead, in the pursuit of profit, our overlords succumbed to greed, took pleasure in inflicting pain, exported torture, as you notice with these wars, imported the machinery of war, transforming the American landscape into a battlefield complete with military personnel, tactics, and weaponry. To our dismay, we now find ourselves scrambling for a foothold as our once rock-solid constitutional foundation crumbles beneath us. And no longer can we rely on the president, Congress, the courts, or the police to protect us from the wrongdoing. Indeed, they have come to embody all that is wrong with America. For instance, how does a man who is relatively healthy when taken into custody by police lapse into a coma and die while under their supervision? What kind of twisted logic allows a police officer to use a police car to run down an American citizen and justifies it in the name of permissible deadly force? In what country are we living in where the police can beat, shoot, choke, taser, and tackle American citizens all with the protection of the courts? Certainly, Constitution safeguards against police abuse means nothing when government agents can crash through your door, terrorize your children, shoot your dogs, and jail you on a number of trumped-up charges. And you have little say in the matter. For instance, San Diego police responded to a domestic disturbance call, showed up in the wrong address, only to shoot the homeowner's 6-year-old service dog in the head. Damn.
There you go.
Rubbing salt in the wound, it's often that the unlucky victim accepts a police force who ends up being charged with wrongdoing. All of those 16-year-old guru was charged with resisting arrest. In strangling and assaulting police officers, a circuit judge found that it was actually the 3 officers who unlawfully stopped, tackled, punched, kneed, tasered, and yanked his hair who were at fault. Thankfully, the bystander cell phone video is undermined police accounts, which were described as quote-unquote works of fiction. Not even our children are being spared. The blowback from a growing police presence, as once juvenile court noted, judge noted in testimony to Congress, although having police on public school campuses did not make the schools any safer. It did result in a large number of students being arrested for misdemeanors such as school fights and disorderly conduct. One 11-year-old autistic Virginia student was charged with disorderly conduct and felony assault after kicking a trash can and resisting a police officer's attempt to handcuff a 14-year-old student was tasered by police. Suspected and charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and trespassing after they failed to obey a teacher's order to be the last student to exit the classroom. And that's what I'm saying, that, you know, that they need to, I mean, if you're having all this disruption in these classrooms and these kids out of control, like in your neighborhood, Sarge, how far away did that happen? They did that with that ATM.
Oh, that's downtown Sunset.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So this happened pretty recent?
Yeah, it was last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
Man, that's what I'm saying. These kids, man, they... I saw some kind of video earlier that they were chasing these two boys or something, and they were young, too. Talking like teenagers. Chased them down. Looked like they took out one of the wheels. They couldn't really, I guess they were having a hard time holding it in the road, so they did that fishbone thing to them. They jumped out the vehicle, found them both that had be armed, had a pistol on them, each one of them. I'm like, man, this is out of control, these teens. I'm telling you, man. But, you know, to say that they need to, I mean, if these kids are holding weapons at that young of age, man, they need to do something to where, you know, I mean, more and more of these kids are going to wind up in shootouts, you know, if not in their neighborhoods or, you know, I mean, it looked like they had Glock 9s and everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are some dangerous weapons these kids are carrying, man. I mean, they don't need to be having these type. That's why I'm saying, Sarge, that they could be having these kids because, you know, they're anxious, even though they're carrying those things. They're anxious to want to go and fire those things. You see, but they're figuring that they're carrying it for protection. You see? There was a movie, South Central. I don't know if you ever heard of that movie.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie. Just like in South Central, you know, they felt like that they, you know, constantly had to carry these weapons in that movie.
Yeah, I was dealing with the Bloods and Crips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was, old boy said, Deuce here.
Mm-hmm.
And look, gang, you know, gang members, like, you know, you had to belong to a gang.
Yeah, but, yeah. But the gangs, I never understood the gangs, because y'all fighting over land that your mama and daddy still paying rent on.
Yeah.
So, what sense that made?
Doesn't make, just like in New Orleans, same thing, territory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, over nothing. When they ought to be sitting down at the dinner table together and trying to find out who could cook the best green, you know, and sit down and eat together. They would learn more about each other by sitting down and eating together. But that's what they don't want. You see, they don't. That's what these kids don't realize. That's what these World Economic Forums and these New World Order people, they don't want that kind of unification between all of us. They don't want that. They'd rather see us fighting with one another. You see, because then we doing something that's against what they want. Is they want to see the disruption and the blood and all of that, you know? And it's a shame, man. It's like, you know, somebody had said in years past that when you got this disruption in fighting, then you're giving the police a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's a shame to have to say it like that, you know? And that's what you're doing. You're keeping these suckers employed. Anytime that you give them an opportunity to get called out, it's letting them continue to have a job. You know, make you feel like you're in a police state, that you always need police present in your life and all that, because people can't sit down and come to a unification with one another.
Uh-huh. Well, let me step away for a second. I got to drop these trailers. I'll be listening.
I'm going to have to jump off of here myself. So he said there's no end to the government's unmitigated gall in riding roughshod over the rights of the citizens. You see? Whether in matters of excessive police powers which they try to have militarized police. As y'all remember, they were wearing these military type of uniforms at one time, and they were trying to, people were saying, we want them to put back on their police uniform. Because, you know, we feel like that we were, as a citizenry, we were being looked at as terrorists in our own damn states. So you had these excessive police power, militarized police, domestic training drills, SWAT team raids, surveillance, property rights, over-criminalization, roadside strip searches, profit-driven fines, and prison sentences. I saw something, et cetera. I saw something yesterday. They were talking about these kids. There was a little video somebody put out of, like we were talking about these youngsters, you know, running around here, and then one, I forget if it was a senator or governor or mayor or something of his town, could have been a mayor, and he was saying that the reporter was asking that they needed to discontinue those juvenile detentions, and he was saying that he felt, in his opinion, that they needed to liquidate, because I think they had closed those detention centers. And because what he was wanting to do is he was wanting to find out why is it. I think he's wanting to delve in more into their lives of these younger generations. And what he was wanting to do was, he was wanting to find out why is it that these kids, these teenagers are so disturbed, you know, in their lives. You know, what's causing them to outburst like this in a way that they feel like that they need to have these activities of, you know, carrying weapons and all this other stuff that they feel so threatened in the neighborhood. Well, I think it's time to have these discussions. You know, if they need to come sit down with the citizenry of their neighborhoods and find out that people are struggling. You know, maybe they find out that people of their parents are struggling. So, you know, they're not even able to have plenty of time to be able to sit with their kids because both parties are having to get out and go to work. They can't, you know, they don't. What about just like in my own neighborhood? Back when I was raised in the country for 17 years, we used to have skating rings. Back in the old days, you all know that they used to have drive-in theaters. They don't have those anymore. Yeah, they have, you know, you could go to the movie theaters nowadays, just like always. But, I mean, they don't have these different activities of, they had a community center I went and checked out in the parish where I live at. One day I go down there and I ask them about how does it work. Do the kids get to come in here and they get to, you know, intermingle with one another? You know, how does the community centers work down there? But they told me that you have to pay. You have to pay to rent halls or whatever. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought this was a community center. I thought this was something where kids come together. You know, they get to play games and after school events and stuff like that. Oh, no. They said you have to pay. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why are y'all calling this a community center? That's not a community center. To me, a community center should be free for these kids. They should have games. And they should be creating these big old major halls or whatever. And they should be creating these skating rings or whatever these kids could. Hell, I see adults going to these skating rings. They got some skating rings I know around the country. I see, like, videos all the time of this one skating area. They still got a skating ring. I think they might have one in our local next town over, Sergeant Miller might know about, that that they have, they had this skating ring. I think I might have went to it, matter of fact. I don't know if they closed it down, but I mean, you know, that they had places where these kids could go to, of these outing events where these kids could intermingle with one another. And just saying, you know, trying to put it out there to where if they're going to create a community center, what they can do is make it enjoyable. But these kids could get the hell. Nowadays, they don't even board games. Y'all remember the board game Monopoly? One that I could think of, and I still think about today, called Payday. I don't know if you all ever heard of that. If you can get your hands on a game called Payday, I recommend that you do so. Because you know what? You could just you play 3 months at a time. And you're talking about fun event for a family game. But, you know, of course, we all know about Monopoly and all these in different aggravation games and all this stuff. And Sorry and Yahtzee, all these board games. Man, these kids today, they don't know. Man, electronics. Everything's electronics. They bored with, you know, if they can't go hang out with their friends or. You know, they don't know what fun is, man. We used to sit up all night long and be playing these games, these board games, man. These kids don't know what it is to have fun with one another. If they want to stay out of trouble, they would. See, they would know that this kind of stuff is a fun activity. But, you know, you got to, man, these kids, they wouldn't know what fun is, man, in the wake of that. But, oh man, I tell you, these kids just don't have a clue. Yeah, I done made it back over here to my yard, and but you know, when I think about this, you know, these turning our schools into these, you know, these sites of, you know, where they have to turn these kids. And it's just like they made these schools out to be like militarized type of schools. And they have all these disruptions in schools. But to me, they need to start them out early. They're going to have to, man, because, I mean, if they got these kids running out of control now, you know, they need to look at this situation and note that this is not good. You know, they're going to have to start these kids out and have them where they can note that they can have fun, though, at doing it. You know, like my son graduated in the YCP program. He found out that it was something that he needed for himself. And he come to realize this later on. It helped him out. He kind of even suggested to me that he almost wanted to go back. You know, because of the discipline part of it, you see. And I think a lot of times these kids, they find it beneficial in their life because, you know, they have these wake-up calls. Just like my mother, for example, she used to make us get up and she used to make us make our own bed. Like the first thing we ever did was we had to get up out of our bed and make our bed. You know, that was the first thing. Make our bed. I'm sure you all out there in Radio Land had the same thing happen to you all whenever you were growing up. If you had a disciplined parents, if you had disciplined parents, they didn't play that, you know. Your parents did not play that. They were about cleaning your room, huh? They were about cleaning your room when you got home from school. You definitely made your bed when you first got out of it. That's the way they were. My mother didn't play that. First thing you ever did was make your bed. That was the first thing. And it was like a discipline thing. Well, these kids in the same token, that's why I say that. I think that, maybe they need to change the, system. In the wake of, if this is what it takes for these kids to keep those guns out of their hands, they need to gear this in the way that they need to do this. They need to take these kids in seventh grade It's because it's getting where these kids are getting out of control with these guns. And look, at Sergeant Miller said he's got to have a weapon just to go to his mailbox. You know, over in New Orleans, where I live at, I have a cousin that said that when you go to the gas station, you got to have a gun already drawn just to go to the gas station and get gas. You see? And I mean, why should you have to feel like that in a damn, a free nation, a free country? And it's just like, you know, these police can't be every damn where at all times. And it's just a shame that we can't, you know, we can't feel free in a country, of a free country, to where we shouldn't have to feel threatened in our own damn country. So they're going to have to figure this damn thing out. You know, that I think in a lot of ways we're going to have to get here in this country. We're going to have to get on the right side of history and to not believing in the CNN freaking way. We got a party, that one sided party that's out of control. If either way, if it's either on both sides of the damn aisle, it doesn't matter, that they need to get on the side of their citizenry of the way that we believe that we shouldn't be funding no damn wars, that we don't feel deemed necessary, that we should be even having war with countries. But, you know, they seem to want to keep taking us down that damn road and thinking that we should be at war with a opposing country, that we see when we got somebody like a Tucker Carlson that comes in and shows the truality of what I've always could see and what I mostly believe, that this guy, Putin, President Putin, that I was thinking in the same mindset, that this is the way this man was trying to take his country, and believing that we were overstepping our bounds with Ukraine, because Ukraine, that Ukrainian freaking Zelensky, to say that he's not even a sitting president. You know, the guy's a freaking joke, and most of the world can see that, you know? So we could see that we wasn't being dumbed down by what this guy was doing, you see? So, and now, if you watch and you go watch that interview with Putin and Tucker Carlson, you're going to see yourselves that the man is not only giving you history, right? He's not only giving you history of why they have the right to be in that country, but he's showing you of the wrongdoing of them overstepping their bounds. And he's something's going to have to play out into this crap, you know, of what's got to occur in the wake of what's got to happen there. So I don't know what it's going to take for the world to wake up and realize that we can see that the activities of a continuation of what we continue to do. And if you all's country is still continuing to fund and use your tax dollars in your country, then you should continue to speak out, you know, with your people in your country. If you happen to be listening to Revolution Radio, Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Miller and Two Fellas, you know, you should be willing to speak out in your country and say that, that you all are tired of paying taxes toward as well. And then just like our southern border, they seen that they finally had to get a hold and grasp a hold of what was happening in our southern borders, that we had all these states that were willing to stand with Texas and put a stop to all of this. You see, when enough people stand up and say that we have enough, you see, you can have a great standing when you stand together. Whether it be the influx of the wrongdoing, you see, not only of immigrants coming into your country, but you can also have, you know, a standing into your tax dollars being funneled and swindled and squandered in a way of a taxes being funded toward military actions. And you're saying that you don't want this to continue. So if you don't want this type of activity to continue, we're all going to have to stand and take a stand in the way our governments are doing to all of us in our countries and saying that, you know, we've had enough. But it's going to take a grand standing of all of us to do it together. So I got to bounce up out of here. I hope y'all had fun. Sergeant Miller, I thank you for joining me. I hope you all had fun. Donate to the station if you can. Stay tuned for what's next, because you know what? Revolution Radio is we're taking new heights. We're having new heights. We're going into new heights here at Revolution Radio, and we're going to be stretching out to many platforms coming up soon. So if y'all like what you're hearing, don't be shy. Get on our Patreon circuit and come join us here at Revolution Radio, www.freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, www.revolution.radio, and get on our Patreon circuit. Give every month a one-time donation. We love y'all. For Sergeant Miller and Two Feathers, we getting up on out of here. I got to get up out of here. And until next time, folks, I'll see y'all soon. Take care. Be safe and help out each other if you can. Till next time, I'm out of here.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're on.